Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Each and every show, of course, we go inside the Beltway with the True Insiders. And the true insider that we really enjoy on this show is Victoria Jones. She is standing by in our virtual green room from Talk Radio News, and we're going to usher in. I'm sure she's putting down that expensive latte that we bought her. Hey, Victoria.
I am putting it down. I've got some foam, but I'm putting it down.
I will buy you one in New Hampshire if you're there for the primary, yeah. I promise you. Hey, speaking of 2012 and the primaries and all that stuff that's coming up, the president is really being accused of using taxpayer money to go ahead and campaign, coincidentally, in the so-called swing states. You were part of the White House briefing today, and you listened to what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, had to say. What was his take on all those accusations?
Well, this is fascinating. This first came up on Monday after an article was written about it as a result of Mark Knoller of CBS News, who's sort of the keeper of every statistic ever, who said that he'd done all this traveling more than any other president, particularly more than George W. Bush. And Carney made the point, and I think Carney made a valuable point, which was that that Obama had made more states. He'd won more states, and so more states have become Obama states, for example, Virginia and North Carolina, and that these states had not been counted when they compared the stats to Bush, so that you were comparing apples to oranges. And he said, anyway, you're including Virginia in these stats. You didn't include Virginia in the stats for Bush. And, of course, he goes to Virginia a lot. It's across the water. It's right there.
I know, I like that. A lot of presidents, he said a lot of presidents get away and go to Virginia to get out of the White House.
I mean, you know, if you're going to do an event and you don't have very much time to do an event, you zip out to Maryland or you zip out to Virginia.
Yeah, and he did make
he made some valid points.
Yeah, and he did make this point, you heard this, where he said that, listen, because he was pressed about this, you can look it up, it's certainly there or whatever, that the Democrats pay for this. So that's part, they separate the expenses. If he's going to, like, he's in New York and doing a bunch of dinners, then that's paid for by the DNC.
Right, he's doing 3 fundraising events tonight in New York. And, by the way, really messing up traffic on the night that they're lighting the Rockefeller Christmas tree, which has infuriated New Yorkers, I should tell you that. Then he had the event today in Scranton, which was not a DNC event. But, of course, people are saying, well, Pennsylvania is a battleground state this time around, so maybe the DNC, you know, that should be paid for by the campaign, too.
Yeah. We switch from the president's trips and what people think of that, and we'll talk about that more, by the way, on America Tonight, 800-259-5791, to something that a lot of people have called this show and are curious about, this whole payroll tax cut. Is it going to be extended or not? And the president, as you mentioned when he was in Scranton, one of the things he said is that he doesn't want Congress to be a Grinch. And you've got this war going on between the Dems and the Republicans. And then Mitch McConnell throws in with something different. So sort it out for us.
Well, basically, the Democrats want an extension of the payroll tax cut. And they want it paid for with a 3.25% tax hike on people making over $1 million, which adds up to 345,000 Americans, and it benefits about 116 million Americans, just to put it into context. Now, many Republicans want it. Some Republicans don't, but they were just whipped into line today by their leadership and told, oh, yes, you do want it. Very clearly, Eric Cantor told them, yes, you do want it, and you're going to have it, so you better shut up and get in line. So it's a question then of how do the Republicans pay for it? Well, Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate, came out today with his plan, which basically freezes salaries of federal employees for 3 years, which is basically a 5-year pay freeze because they've already got a 2-year policy. They also can only allow the hiring of 1 new employee for every 3 who leave the federal workforce. Also means testing for a host of federal programs, food stamps, unemployment benefits, Medicare, things like that. And then also the option of millionaires and billionaires, if they'd like to pay more taxes, there's something in there about if you'd like to pay more taxes, you sort of feel free to do so. But they reckon that they can raise quite a lot of money, about $230 billion in cost savings with this. But Democrats are saying this is not going to do it nearly as well as ours will. In fact, that this is not going to pay. And so the Republican proposal cannot pass the Senate as it stands. But now that the Republicans have reversed their position on this middle class tax cut, we look forward to working with them to negotiate a consensus solution.
We haven't heard the last of this, as I have a really good feeling about that, that we're not done here. Although, ultimately, and I always put you on the spot about this kind of stuff to handicap it for us, if I were pressed on this, I think they're going to extend it. What do you think?
They are going to extend it. It will be paid for some way or the other, and the administration doesn't mind how it's paid for.
I like that. Speaking of administration, a guy who really wanted to occupy 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Herman Cain, we know this, we've been talking about it, you and I, all the controversy surrounding him with various women, the sexual harassment stuff, and then the woman, Ginger White, the Atlanta businesswoman who said she had a 13-year affair with him and then produced phone records and all that sort of stuff. Now, all people are thinking about is when is he going to dump out, what's going to happen, and he's had some strange things to say in light of what shook loose earlier in the week. And then at the end, ultimately, you're left with the same thing. He's saying he might make a decision on the race within a week. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he's still going to make a decision within a week. It's just weird. This campaign is a joke. This campaign is ultimately a joke. It's bumbling and inept.
Yeah, I think that was part of the problem all the way along, that they didn't vet him out. He didn't have the right people around him. You can't run for president like that.
No. You can't. I mean, you know, when he said, oh, I'm getting better on foreign policy, I'm getting more knowledgeable. I just want someone who just, you know, I'm becoming more knowledgeable. Really? I just sort of want somebody who's one step up from Rick Perry.
That's great. Did somebody tell him, by the way, what the voting age was in this country and what the date was?
Yeah, they told him it was 12 and he believed it.
I saw a great thing on him today from an insider who was talking about that people liked Rick Perry. They like Rick Perry and they travel with him and all that kind of stuff, but maybe that's part of the problem. He's looking at photos on the plane, he's cutting jokes, and he's not prepping for anything. So now wonder why he's got no prep when he goes out there and he gives speeches, apparently.
I think this is a problem, and I just don't think that he was ready for prime time.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. In the meantime, one last one, Newt Gingrich. What do you think about the run that he's making lately? You think eventually his balloon is going to burst too, or no?
I think it may come down to a two-man race. And then, which is going to be very interesting. I don't know which way Republican primary voters are going to go, you know, because apparently they look like they're preferring the serial adulterer, potential adulterer. But I do think, I'm going to say this now, I may change my mind later, I do think that even though he's polling slightly better than Obama, he is a much less likable man than Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes across as a bully. And I think that independent women voters are not going to like him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be, I think, I agree with you. I think it's going to be tough for Newt Gingrich. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
People making side bets on when Herman Cain will say, I've had enough. I think it's by the end of this week, because after all of this chasing around and the circus sideshow and everything else and what is true and what isn't true and the things that we've discussed along the way and all the fodder for all the television, all the radio, all the newspapers across the country that's out there concerning Cain and the Cain train, the fact is, Republicans are bailing on Herman Cain, so there isn't enough steam to keep the engine moving. It's only a question of when. That's what we were just discussing with Victoria, and it's interesting what's happened in this Republican race. I thought you might have solidly the 8 or 9 that would stay throughout the process, because there were a lot of Republican debates scheduled, 2 more for December, and then head into the Iowa caucuses, the first primary in New Hampshire, and then you start to see that there'll be this attrition that will happen, a thinning of the herd, if you will. But that might happen sooner rather than later. Certainly with Herman Cain, that makes sense, and we'll see who else might drop out. Would John Huntsman decide to step aside? I guess it doesn't hurt if all these debates are going on and you just go to the debate, so you're out there, you're visible. I don't know that that necessarily hurts anybody, even if they're on the single-digit list when it comes to any of the polls and whatnot. But eventually, that has to happen anyway, because you get down to the summer, and you got to have one person standing, one person really that's left, who ultimately is looking for the sidekick, the undercard, the VP. And to me, the VP could play a big part in this Republican ticket. We've already talked about that, who would be the intriguing VP candidate. And I don't know that any of the people that are still running for president will want to be the underside, would want to be the VP to, like, let's say, Mitt Romney or even to Newt Gingrich if Newt hangs around. You heard Victoria there say that she thinks women will just be repelled by Newt Gingrich. Republican women will say, nah, no way. Look what happened with the wives, the baggage, all that stuff. But I think the bigger thing is, will he sink himself? It's like she said, with kind of bullishness. He can be that way. He can kind of be a bully. And if that starts to emerge a little bit more, that's just come out a little bit more, I don't know, that might not play too well. The thing that I do like about Gingrich, and we've talked about that, is the fact that he is very schooled on everything that he's talking about. You know, it's hard to push him down the rabbit hole on foreign affairs or to trip him up on other connecting of the dots politically when it comes to Social Security, the economics of what's going on in this country, both present and in the past. His black eye will be the money that he made on the back of Fannie and Freddie, maybe, but I still don't know that he's going to be there at the end, because the push really, for some reason, is on when it comes to Mitt Romney. But yet, I purposely listened to 5 different radio shows today. I mean, it's so easy to do now, where you can go on Sirius and go other places and pick up stations from across the country. Of course, everyone streams, just like we do here in America Tonight. And I listened to Michael Smirkanish out of Philadelphia. And he does a national show, too. I listened to Roger Hedgecock. I listened to a few other people on the West Coast. And I also listened to Jerry Agar in Canada, who's been a talk show host here in the United States and does a weekend show in Chicago. And it's interesting. The callers were kind of pumping up in the sampling that I did. The callers were pumping up because I wanted to see on other shows what it was like. The callers were pumping up Gingrich somewhat, but there was way more support for Romney a couple of times that I tuned in. And I was kind of surprised by that, because here in America Tonight, how many of you are supporting Mitt Romney? I don't think that I have ever gotten a call where someone said, oh, it's Mitt. Hands down, this is the guy. He's who we need. He's fundamentally sound when it comes to business principles. Who cares what happened when he was the governor of Massachusetts as being blown out of proportion? Or he certainly has explained himself on that, or any of that. Nobody has said that. Nobody is really waving the flag for Mitt Romney, both through all the emails that I've received and all the calls that we've gotten here on ATN. So that, to me, and based on some of the sampling, and I'm going to do that every week, based on some of the sampling that I've heard out there, even with a few supporters, I don't get where the Romney crowd is coming from. Who are the people that are saying he's the one, he's the establishment guy, he is solid on the issues, and he's not controversial? It's like, what? I'm missing something here. So if you are a Romney fan, enlighten me. I want to hear. I don't dislike Romney. I don't dislike him. But I don't think that he is the guy to grab the Republican ticket that's going to knock off Barack Obama. Now, here's the deal. If you don't like the man who's occupying 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you don't want to see Barack Obama be the president again. His approval ratings are at 43% now. The thing is that independent vote. It's where are all the in-between voters going to go? Where is the overall Hispanic vote going to go? So if you don't want Barack Obama to be in the White House, well, then that means you really have to have what I would consider to be a well-rounded ticket to attack an incumbent. Because even with the approval ratings, even with some of the conversation that's out there, it's still says something when you're in the incumbent, you have a little bit of an edge. So they blow the gun and everybody's on the blocks, right? And you're the guy all the way around. And you have that whole time period. You have that whole time period to do something fantastic. like if the economy massively turned around, which is not, it's not possible. It's not going to happen. The wheels are definitely somewhat off in the back part of the bus, and they're not going to come on before the next election. Let me tell you, if they did, and unemployment suddenly had a crazy nosedive to 5% or some, whatever, pick a number, even 6%, something like that. I mean, some people would argue maybe just a couple of points off of 9.1%, even though I think it's higher than that. So if that dramatic of a drop happened, forget about it. Then the deal is sealed. So is Mitt Romney really the guy? Because I keep hearing the opposite. I keep hearing anybody but Mitt, anybody but Mitt. One thing's for sure, today was a good day on the stock market. Right off the bat, we have to mention that out of the chute, because Dow closed with the largest gain since, you ready for this, March of 2009. I was sitting on the couch and I was culling over a couple of things. I was reading a Time magazine article, and I had a bunch of other things open, whatever I was doing. And, you know, I heard that familiar ding, 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 ding. And I looked up to see where it had closed, because it was climbing, so I knew it was going to end up pretty high. But, boy, it really ended up high. All three major stock indexes closed the day up more than 4%. You know, the Dow was almost at 500. 500. Tremendous numbers. NASDAQ, S&P. So what's your first question? How is this possible? What happened? What happened to all the negative doom and gloom? Well, what happened was the central bank coordinated a market intervention, and it gave investors, because remember, it's all in the news, the negative and the positive pushing at one another, I guess some kind of hope that the necessary steps to avoid a credit crunch or complete atrophy of the market because of what's going on in Europe, their debt crisis, that there was, I guess, hope in the air that this would lift. It's the first time that I can remember, I think since the bank's too big to fail. I'm gonna say that's the last time I remember this. It's the first time we've seen any type of real global coordination since probably that time period. And so what does that say? That the rest of the world is willing to do whatever they need to do to bring confidence back into the markets? That's certainly what it showed. To see the Dow shoot up to almost 500 points, to be specific, 490, that's 4.2%. That's an incredible jag upward. How long does it last? Not to be cynical. How long does this last until there's another crack in what's happening in Europe? So anyway, the Federal Reserve, along with five other central banks, including the European Central Bank and the Central Bank of Canada, announced a joint action to lower interest rates on dollar liquidity swaps. So it made it cheaper for the banks around the world to trade in U.S. dollars. Woohoo!
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. satansshow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking.
Ooh-hoo. Here come the lawsuits. Ooh-hoo. Some of them frivolous. Some of them... actually, I think we'll pay out big time. And you know what I'm talking about here, America? We've been backwards and forwards over the whole Penn State scandal. And still, Jerry Sandusky has not had his day in court. But in the court of public opinion, there's no doubt he is guilty, convicted, and just scum of the earth. When it comes to the university, they're trying to shed the skin of Sandusky, and they're having a tough time of it because it's still who knew what. Was the institution guilty of covering it up because of the money and the programs that were funded by said monies? You have to think about that. The iconic football coach, it wasn't all about football. Football drew people in, but Joe Paterno gave a lot of money to other programs that were established in the school in all kinds of fields, not just athletics, hardly. So it's going to be something that they feel for a while at Penn State. It's going to be a rocky ship in some ways. I know a lot of alums who are trying to come to the aid of Penn State because they're worried. They know that these suits are brewing, certainly. And you've got an accuser who wasn't even part of the original gang who is filing a suit against Penn State, really Sandusky. And this is just the first of many to come, as I said. I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of things that will happen in this Penn State scandal when it comes to courtrooms, criminal and civil. The victim is saying he was abused more than 100 times and naturally didn't want to come forward, 29 years old, saying that Sandusky abused him dozens of times over dozens of years during the 90s, and he was just a kid. He was just a boy. So the lawyer, Jeff Anderson, and said his client is suing the school, Sandusky, and the charity the coach founded. The lawsuit is the first in this scandal so far. Like I said, more will follow involving the university's former defensive coordinator, who now has been accused in a grand jury report of sexual abuse against at least 8 other boys over 15 years. They think there's probably many more to come, but certainly the 8. So there's 2 attorneys here. One is Jeff Anderson, who's pretty famous. He's defended a lot of, or not defended, he's actually seeked damages for a lot of men who were abused as boys in various parishes around the country in the Catholic Church. And Marcy Hamilton is also part of this. She's an attorney as well. They said that Sandusky had threatened to harm this victim, who they're not naming him, and of course, and his family, if he told anyone of the supposed abuse, which they said occurred between 92 and 96. There were gifts and travel and privileges and all that sort of stuff, and it all stemmed from Second Mile. So here's Marcy Hamilton talking about Penn State and, you know, really, who's to blame here? Who's accountable?
It's these two institutions and the men in power in those two institutions that let the abuse go on. This case is about bringing these institutions into meaningful accountability, and it's the accountability that matters the most.
Yeah, I agree. They have a leg to stand on here, and especially as this trial goes on. Sandusky's free on $100,000 bail right now, but 40 counts hanging over his head related to that sexual abuse of the victims that he met through the charity. And here's another one. I think that they're going to just pick over the bones as much as they can. First, it goes through the criminal situation and the civil situation. And this isn't a frivolous lawsuit. This is just one of probably many that will happen. I can't imagine the other victims are not going to do the same thing. All right, this to me would constitute a frivolous, stupid lawsuit, and this guy just needs to go away. Jeroen Vandersloot, you know that name, right? Natalie Holloway, they tried forever to tie him to her disappearance in Aruba. And I always felt so sorry for her mother, who was appearing a lot on Greta Van Susteren's show and other shows, pleading for any information and giving the latest on the whereabouts of her daughter, because you know, there's real no closure here since they don't know. They don't know what happened. They have no body. They don't know. They have no peace of mind. And the smugness of Vandersloot, do you not think he was somehow involved in this? He's 24 years old, and naturally, he's a suspect in the disappearance of Holloway, right? He goes to Peru and can't help himself when he's fooling around with a girl in a hotel room that he was been seeing. When she Googles his name, he basically kills her. Not basically, he kills her. So now he's on trial for murder and robbery charges, and that's going to start on January 6th. And it was a 21-year-old, Stephanie Flores, and this was in a hotel room last year. He did also take her stuff, her bank cards, money, all that kind of stuff, and then he ran off to Chile where he was arrested a couple of days later. So check this out. This is a frivolous lawsuit. I mean, going after him, they should nail him, no question. There's nothing to do with a lawsuit. But he is suing Chile over his extradition, saying that violated his human rights when they booted him last year to Peru to face these charges in the death of this Peruvian woman. The lawsuit is just on the government, just against the Chilean government, for the basic human rights violation is what his lawyer is saying. They filed it back in September with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights in Washington. So he's saying, you know, maybe they won't accept my analysis in Peru because they feel this is the way things have always been done. But I think there are universal human rights and we have to respect the rights. We can't say that because someone is accused of killing a person, you can violate all their rights. Oh, my, oh, my. The former attorney, I guess, helped in pushing this lawsuit forward. But good luck trying to get anything there. Good luck with that lawsuit, with everything that this yo-yo has pulled, I think, over the last 4 years with the Natalie Holloway stuff. Of course, they wouldn't play that into it, but his name anyway and everything that we have read and seen about him, this guy needs to be taken down big time. What's interesting is the lawsuit threw in the Chilean police didn't give him the opportunity to call or use a computer to contact relatives. They didn't give him legal representation, didn't give him a translator, all that sort of stuff. So they're going to push this to the max and see what they can get out of it. So here you have the prime suspect in the disappearance of the American Alabama teenager who just vanished off the face of the earth in Aruba in May of 2005 on a graduation trip. Still unsolved. And now he's suing the Chilean government, and he's set to go on trial for this other murder the 6th of January. Nonsense, huh? Here's the deal. They'll really, if they find him guilty and they have the evidence, if they find him guilty, they will slam him to the ground. I mean, slam him to the ground. He's not going to be able to weasel out of it. There's absolutely no way. Speaking of weaseling out of it, I got a couple of emails about this. One from John, listening to us in Alabama, who said, Kate, did you hear the story about the Baseline killer? I don't know if you caught it or not. Yeah, that was when there's a serial killer, they always attach some kind of a name to the killer, right? Think of serial killers in the past. Hollywood Hills killer. What was the one serial killer who made his way up and down the West Coast? I'll think of it. But anyway, Mark Godot, who was nicknamed the Baseline Killer and was convicted of killing 9 people, was sentenced to death on Wednesday by an Arizona jury. He had been found guilty on a bunch of other things, too. You know, throw in your garden variety armed robbery and kidnapping and sexual assault. He already had started serving a sentence for a 2005 rape connected to the crimes and was eligible for the death penalty after agreeing with prosecutors that the murders were especially cruel. And this is it. He gets death. He gets death. And he was called the Baseline Killer because most of what he did happened near Baseline Road in Phoenix. He escalated his crimes. He started slowly with the robberies and then the assaults and then went on to murder, I'd say, 9 people, and they had the evidence just completely stacked against him. So that was kind of one of those open and shut cases. It was a matter of getting it through the system, and it gets through. The jury speaks, and he gets death. Yeah, how about that? Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. I mentioned an email there. Many of you still interested in the Herman Cain saga and whether or not he's going to step out of his soap opera or continue to write some of the daily copy that people are still inhaling. Whether or not he's going to hang around. What's his wife going to say? Oh, many, 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 many Cain supporters coming out of the woodwork to catch the latest. We're checking the mail next.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
All right, as we head for the exits of this hour of America Tonight, I said we would check the mail, and we're going to do that. A lot of people having a lot to say about politics lately and kind of a few other things, too. The economy, the jobs report coming out, and how the stock market really soared on the day. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Woo!
Thank you very much. All right, this one is from Gentle Jake in Austin. I love that. Gentle Jake says, "Kate, I saw a great quote today that I knew you would just love to chomp on. I saw it and I just laughed. Did you read the story about Barack Obama, our president, saying that he needs another term to finish the job? If he gets another term, he'll finish us off. What say you, gentle lady?" Gentle, that's this word he seems to use twice there to describe himself and me. How about it? I think the thing he's referring to is I saw a headline in the AP, that the Associated Press, that said it was about the payroll tax stuff, and somewhere in that, the president, when he was talking in Scranton and he was trying to get the crowd excited and they were cheering and they were definitely his crowd, he was saying, you know, I haven't finished the job. I have to come back for more, and then went on the whole thing about, are you going to cut taxes for the middle class and for the people who are trying to get to the middle class, or you're going to protect the tax breaks for the millionaires and billionaires. That was really the theme of the day, and the theme of actually what Obama's doing when he's out speaking in some of these swing states. It's been a running theme, kind of, where it's the Republicans against the Democrats when it comes to taxing rich people. It's the whole rich people's theme. It started with Warren Buffett saying he doesn't pay enough taxes, that old chestnut that was drug out of the closet, saying that his secretary paid more. And then if you paid attention the last 5 months, we're getting a little smattering of that along the way. The Republicans want the people that are rich not to have to pay, and the middle class is the one that's going to suffer in the end. And of course, the tax payroll tax cut is a pretty big deal, and it is a tug of war, to be sure. And the idea of taxing someone who makes over $1 million, you know, throwing it in that direction, is not going to work. It's not going to happen. The Republicans aren't going to agree to that in the Senate anyway. And they released a plan of their own that would raise money by freezing the federal workforce salaries. Ooh, that wouldn't go over well. And also giving government benefits, you know, providing government benefits according to income. So the full payroll tax of 6.2% would be restored if Congress doesn't act by the year's end. And it would increase taxes on 160 million Americans, anywhere from $800 maybe to $1,000, depending on what you make. But I think, as I said at the very top of the show in our conversation with Victoria Jones out of D.C., that inevitably this is going to happen. They're going to figure out a way to pay for it, and they're not going to slam any kind of a surcharge or tax on somebody making over $1 million all of a sudden for this. And they're not going to, I think, leave the middle class out in the cold, because now this is something that people are used to and would feel it in a recession in tough economic times. So that's not going to happen, because it's not going to be popular on either side of the plate. All right, I went off on a tangent there. Let's get back to the mailbag. This one from Susan. Hello, America. Tonight I've been following this Kane nightmare. I have to say I kind of liked Kane when I first heard him. The 999 really stuck in my head, but of course a lot of people thought that. I think he has to go at this point. He only hurts the Republican chances. He creates more of a sideshow, as I've heard you describe it, Kate, than anything else. It's got to be Gingrich, Ron Paul, or somebody else. What do you think? I love at the end where it says, what do you think? I'm always saying what I think here on this show. Well, yeah, of course, it's inevitable. How can Kane stay around? I mean, look at the polls now. There's something I read today that was showing, you know, when they like to throw out who the top Republican is, who's getting the most attention. And if it was Gingrich and Obama, looking at the latest poll, Gingrich would have 45% in this new national poll in a hypothetical. In Iowa, he tops the polls, and Obama would have 43, which is interesting. That's the new Rasmussen report. And they do a phone survey of likely voters, and they found that Gingrich was just slightly ahead of Obama. Now, you know, there's that margin of error, so they're pretty much in the same ballpark. But interesting that Gingrich, all of a sudden, who trailed the president by 2 weeks ago, he was down at, 11, and then bounces back up. Earlier in the year, you had Rick Perry and Herman Cain, who had the slight leads over the president, but they quickly fell out as the front runners. That came to an end for them, and now you have Gingrich. So no one's really retained the status of hanging around on the top rung, but Gingrich is definitely being billed as the alternative to the former Massachusetts governor, to Romney. Romney is the only other Republican candidate who's been ahead of the president more than a single time, because they keep throwing up the hypotheticals, which is interesting. Hey, if the election was held today, who would it be? And that's what the Rasmussen poll is showing anyway. In New Hampshire, Romney is at 34%, and Gingrich is at 24%. Ron Paul has 14%, which is pretty interesting. And, you know, Herman Cain, forget it. I mean, Cain is off the list now. John Huntsman has 11%. So what a difference a month or two makes. In October, Cain had the lead in Iowa, was running second in New Hampshire. Now it's Newt in that position, and it's showing up again and again and again. And we'll see if he can hang on to the top of the heap when it comes to any of these polls, whether it's Rasmussen, Washington ABC, Washington Post ABC, CNN. I mean, how many polls do we have? A ton. They even have an average of the polls. And usually they're pretty right on. There's a reason why it's a small sampling of people. And there's a reason why the polls exist. If they were so far off the mark, they wouldn't even bother taking them. Okay, let's go to another one here. This from Scott. Kate, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, because I heard you talk about pot tunnels before in California. You said something about living there and how it was a big deal then. You know how many they are finding over the last couple of weeks? Oh, yeah, it was crazy amounts. I want to say in the last 3 years, it's like something like 25 tunnels. And they found another one just a week or two ago. They had one. Now they've got 600-yard tunnel that in it had 32 tons of marijuana. This is one of the largest pot busts in U.S. history. And it linked warehouses again in San Diego and Tijuana. And this is the same thing. You had lighting, ventilation, all that sort of stuff. So hydraulic lifts, electric rail carts, a wooden staircase. Man, how many of these tunnels? This is what they do. See, it makes sense, too, that they're finding them because they're taking advantage of, in Mexico, the fall marijuana harvest. And the tunnels are being used, obviously, to get the pot across. And how easy, you know, just go from one warehouse to another. But I would think it'd be, now the jig is up. Because if you keep finding these tunnels, and you've found, what did I say, it was like 25 that they found. And it might even be more, 25 that I've heard of anyway. Isn't it pretty easy to know where the warehouses are going up? I'm just saying. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.